Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If anybody's unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show with a friend of ours. His name is always Jean-Luc, and we do this every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, unless there's some things going on, and there's nothing going on. So we are here on our radio show today. Jean-Luc is a gentleman who originally comes from France. You'll figure that out by the way he speaks. He's lived a wonderful life so far. He's probably midlife so far. And the great thing is that he lives his life by design, and he doesn't do anything by accident. Does a lot of things up on purpose and helps a whole bunch of people as well as himself in the process. And I enjoy speaking with Jean-Luc because he's got a great mind. He's a lot of fun. He's a good friend, and he's also a great example. And what I mean by that is he's lived a lifestyle that has been in a healthy lifestyle that actually saved his life. Last year, or a year and a half ago, roughly, he had a heart transplant, and because of the things that he did prior to that, he was able to recover very quickly. He lives almost a normal lifestyle now as a result of that, and we have determined that an American heart doesn't change a French accent. So that's a good thing. So we get a little bit of side science there. But the best thing is that he lives his life by design. So we're going to go back and forth talking about whatever we want to talk about on the radio show tonight. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here, as usual.
Thank you, Peter. You make me laugh every Friday night when you introduce me. And what do you say? Because it's very funny the way you say that. But yeah, I am on my boat now. I am okay. I have been, last year in May, I almost died the second time because the first time was in December 2020. And I received a transplant heart transplant in 2021, January 15th. But they give me so much medication. I was under 20 something medication, different medication, and they almost killed me after. One way they saved my life because they make a transplant, and but this is not the surgeon, and I have very high respect for surgeon because, you know, when you break something, the guy take you and boom, boom, and repair and all of this. But medical doctor, something different. Some are good. Many of them are not. And we saw that with what happened with the pandemic and all of this. And they push drugs. They are drug dealers. And they push me on 20-something different drugs. And May last year, 1 year ago, they almost killed me because they pushed my immune system down because they was afraid of rejection. And I catch a Cryptococcus fungus, and I say, "Oh, he's from a crypto." I say, "No, he's a fungus on the air." I say, "Oh, okay." And I almost die. Okay? And Diane go to see them, and I say, "Hey, whatever need to be done, you done it. I want him back."
Right.
It's nice, she said that. You see? Right. But and now 1 year after, they reduce a lot of medication, proving I don't need all of that. And after I reduce myself a lot of medication, and I've been to 20 medication in January 2021. To 2 medication now.
Wow.
And when they want to push me, I see my cardiologist, the woman, she didn't push. The other guy, each time I come to see him, he pushed me on new. he tried to push me. But he said, you can try to push me. Like Diane said, Jean-Luc is the boss. If he don't want to do it, he cannot do it, okay? Because I was listening Ty and Charlene Bollinger, and they say, guys, you need to question everything. I say, oh, yeah, in France, we are very good for that, to question everything. And I start to question, I was 10 years old. And I was starting to, even before 10 years old, I was going to the Catholic catechism, and I was asking questions and asking questions. Maybe, and you know, Peter, I ask questions.
Yeah, I do, yeah. That's why you're on the radio.
Huh?
That's why you're on the radio. We started off by you being a very inquisitive customer of mine. And as a result of that, yeah, but the good thing is you ask the right questions, and then you follow up, or you do the things that are necessary. If it's an instruction, you follow up with the instruction. If it's something you don't understand, you ask a question. So yeah. you're good at the whole questions thing.
Yeah, you see, it's not the fact is not asking stupid question or asking question for question. It's asking. You don't have a stupid question if you have a question with a purpose to understand something. Because what stops you to do something is because you didn't understand what you need to do, or you didn't understand some word, or you didn't understand what other people are speaking, and you have two possibilities. You stay stupid, or you ask questions. Okay? I prefer to ask questions when I am interested in something. And when I was, 8, 9 years old, I was asking questions to the preacher, and he never answered my question, and at 10 years old, I quit. I said, okay, done. This is finished. And I remember taking this decision because in France, we learn about history, and we learn about Inquisition, and we learn about the religion war, and all of this. I say, why these people try to kill each other? I love everyone, you know. I have difficulty with stupid people, but I can love everyone. I can understand everyone. But going somewhere to kill or to steal something is not, I completely disagree with that. And the Catholic religion have done this, and the U.S. have done this and continue to do it because they want. When I say the U.S., I don't talk about the American people. I talk about the government because it's always the government we have difficulty. I don't know why do we have a government, Peter, sincerely. I don't know. The French election have been done, 1 week ago? The day after, boom. Demonstration again and continue now because they didn't like this guy, and I completely understand that they didn't like him too because he didn't like France, he didn't like French people, but he want to be the president because he have a contract with some other entity like Soros, and many of these people want to control the world. But, you know, you have questions to have a better understanding. And even when I was at the hospital, I was asking questions, and I was saying, no, I don't want that. No, I don't take this. Or, yeah, I'm okay with that. Because and even someone who, some people, some nurse, some doctor are fearmonger, you know, they try to fear you. And this work on, let's say, 80% of the population, okay? But some people who are part of this 20%, and I am part of this, I put myself on this category, this didn't work. And I explained that to Diane many times. I said, look, if you are at fear of something, you attract this something. It's pretty simple. You attract what you fear of. If you have fear to have an accident, you take your car and say, oh, I hope not to have an accident. Boom, you have one, because you create it. Your mind is more powerful than your body. You as a spirit are more powerful as this body. Everything you create with your mind happen because you create it.
It all makes sense. We used to say you always move in the direction of your most dominating thought. So
yes.
If your dominating thought is on fear and getting into a car accident, you're going to move in that general direction. It's almost like you send a command to yourself.
Yes.
So we were talking about certain things, but I just remembered something I wanted to bring up. So let me bring that up now. There is a world premiere of a movie by a gentleman named Dinesh D'Souza, and it's called 2,000 Mules. And if you go to 2,000, the number 2,000, so 2,000, Mules, like a donkey, but MULES.com,
okay.
You'll be able to learn about this. So, Jean-Luc, are you familiar with the movie 2,000 Mules?
No. I know what is a mule is, because it's a French word. We say mule in French.
So a mule in certain contexts is somebody who does the work. So you'd put, for instance, a bale of hay on a donkey or a bale of hay on a mule, or you'd put your luggage or baggage and you're running up a mountain and mule has one of them. So a mule is the one that many times does the dirty work. And Dinesh D'Souza, I don't know if you're familiar with his name, so I'll probably ask if you or anybody else is familiar with Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah. But if you're unfamiliar with his name...
I am not very familiar, but I already hear this name somewhere.
Yes. He's a pretty popular writer, but he was also jailed on election fraud. So here in the United States, there's campaign election fraud where you're not allowed to give a lot of money, depending on how you do it, because of, they just say you're not allowed to do it. So we actually did a radio show with Ben Suarez, who runs SCI, Suarez Corporations Incorporated. He was actually jailed as well because the government said he reimbursed his employees for them contributing to a political election. And in reference to Dinesh D'Souza, he was basically accused of, if I have my story straight, reimbursing some people the money that they spent on Donald Trump. So they actually put Dinesh D'Souza in jail. So now this guy's a smart dude. He's somewhat well-to-do. He's an author. They put him in jail. Well, Donald Trump actually gave him one of the pardons that Donald Trump gave because they realized that Dinesh D'Souza was basically given a raw deal. There's a lot of people that wind up reimbursing one way or another people for their donations politically, and then they never go to jail. But because it was Donald Trump and Dinesh D'Souza, and because he knows how to write, they put him in jail. Well, Donald Trump, like I said, gave him a full pardon. Well, I think one of the reasons why they put him in jail was because he could write or do a movie called 2,000 Mules. And if you go to 2000mules.com, you'll be able to see the header and a few other things. But he has his world premiere this Saturday, which is tomorrow, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And what 2,000 Mules is, and I know I have the numbers wrong, is about 2,000 people that were the mules for the fraudulent election stuff that happened with Donald Trump. So they actually show the people that are stuffing the ballots, changing the votes, the videotape documentary, and there's like 2,000 of them, and I think it's something like a million minutes of video documentary that they condensed into making this hour-and-a-half movie. So the world premiere is on Saturday. If you go to 2000mule.com, you can buy a ticket, sit in your home, watch it for $20. If you wanted to jump on a plane right away and get to Las Vegas, if you could, on time, I think it's $400 a seat. But for the most part, you can actually watch it from the comfort of your home, and I'm sure there'll be a way for you to buy the DVD version of the movie for whatever price it might be. But it's going to be very intriguing. The sucky part for me is we do a radio show at that same time tomorrow. Otherwise, I would be paying the dollar, the 20 bucks, and being able to watch it. But I'm going to make sure I get access to it because it's very compelling information. And I want to watch because I've seen other people like Mike Lindell talk about election fraud, Steve Bannon, lots of other people talk about election fraud. Doctors like we've spoken about before from, you know, Michigan talked about election fraud.
Mike Adams,
Alex Jones, all those types of things. But when you get a super smart person like Dinesh D'Souza, who, by the way, was in jail, so now he's got something to prove, and he's talking about election fraud, I am sure that everybody should watch it. And it would be pretty hard to come back and say that there was no evidence of election fraud in the 2020 election. Mike Lindell as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Mike Lindell have the whole list. He can prove, because I was watching a video about him, he can prove many of these votes have been made in China. And he have the computer code and all of this. And he have a guy, Sevi on computer, he say, can we change, Mike Lindell asked, can we change the code? And the guy said, no, it cannot be changed. And this code, he say, is from China. Have you seen this video, Peter?
I haven't seen that one. I've watched a lot of stuff from Mike Lindell, though. So
yes.
I watched the Mike Lindell three-day seminar that he did a long time ago. He did his symposium. So I watched that whole thing, which was really, 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 for me, it was addictively riveting. And I watched the sabotage. I watched the confusion. I watched what was happening to Mike Lindell, the threats that were coming in that were obvious. I saw the change of plans. So it was very, very evident. So anybody that says that this was a secure election and there was no evidence of – anybody that ever says there was no evidence of election fraud in 2020 is either completely lying or – they are so delusional, they just believe everything that they say, or everything that they're told, rather. But
hypnotism.
There's nobody who will be able to watch 20mules.com and come back and say there was no evidence of election fraud, because he actually has the video coverage.
Find this video from Mike Lindell, and he explained, he have a computer guy, engineer in the computer, or something like this, and he explained he have the code behind all this election code and all of this, and he explained where does this from, and you see China and some from Europe, I don't remember which country, but most of them are from China. And you have a video on it.
You might have to be smart to understand computer code. You don't have to be smart to just let your eyes watch what Dinesh D'Souza is going to show you. If you go to that website, he's got a trailer. He's got a few other things as well with some highlights of some of the things that he's going to be showing for the hour and a half that they have the movie. And it'll be a good thing. So like I said, I wish I didn't have a radio show. We have a radio show that conflicts in schedule. I hope we'll be able to get a chance to actually see it after the world premiere, but there's one thing that's going on May 7th for those people listening in. It's May 7th, 2022, and it's by Dinesh D'Souza. So back to you.
Talking about May, you know what is May 9?
The day before my son's birthday is one thing that I know.
Okay.
Two days after my parents' anniversary.
Okay.
And May 9th.
May 9th is a date where...
One day after Mother's Day.
Yeah, is a day when Putin, the Russian government, can declare an official war against Ukraine. Because for the moment, it's not official. It's just a special operation in Ukraine, and Putin can declare Putin represents Russia, because many people think Putin is alone. No, he's not, because I was listening to the prime minister and other people, part of his government. They are very smart, like him. Trust me, they are very smart, because some other people try to trick them and to put them in a corner, but they didn't go, and they say, hey. Okay. But, yeah, 9 of May is the day Putin, Russia, can declare an official war against Ukraine. Now, I don't know if you have this info, but Pelosi and her clique, many, many other people around her, have been to Ukraine recently. And have you watched this video, Peter? No?
No.
Okay. And what do they say? Basically, I resume. But what do they say? And say, we are here in Ukraine. We are here to help Ukraine. I think Joe Biden gives $30 billion to Ukraine, to defend Ukraine. He has not done this for other country, but to defend Ukraine, yeah. And Pelosi and the people around her say, we are here to help Ukraine, and we never quit and stop to help Ukraine until we are winning and against Russia and put Russia down. Woof. This is a very strong statement. I don't know. They are creating World War III, I think, because Putin is very clear. All of these nuclear missiles are in high alert. And he said, someone come and bring armament and troops and all of this in Ukraine, the declaration of war. And this can be very, very dangerous. I think, and I hope not, but I think we are going World War III.
Well.
Yeah?
That's going to be messed up if that happens, obviously.
Mike Adams and other and Alex Jones think the same thing. McAdams also say, and this is also to disguise the fact no election in November, because we will be at war. And he say the reaction will arrive around August. He say July, August.
Well, you know, anything's possible. Anything's possible.
When you see this Pelosi and other going to Ukraine and making this statement, what they want is to see Russia completely down. What does this mean? You know, it means, okay, they are here to fight. They are creating a war with Russia.
Well, that'll suck. So, I don't put anything past them, and especially with an election, with the possibility of them losing, I don't know. That'll be a sad thing if they do that. So, but I don't think there's anything. I don't put anything past them to do everything that they need to stay in power. So, whatever it might be, even destroy the country. They would do whatever they possibly can to stay in power.
Yeah, exactly. And you see, in France, we study history and geography and all of this, what you didn't do here. And also my spiritual mentor explained something in some of this book, and he said, guys, all these civilizations who were killing kids, babies have disappeared. Many of them have disappeared because it's not the way you create a civilization. They kill in this country, I think they end up to kill more people than Hitler have killed in Germany with the Holocaust. They try to pass a law in California for the kids 12 years old and older to decide if they want to receive the jab. Why is the kids 12 years, why they are doing this? To give more billion dollars to Big Pharma. They are pushing this law and maybe have a lot of chance because in California they are crazy and you have a lot of chance this law passed. And you have already a law where passed a mother here can kill her own baby 7 days after he's born.
It's insane.
Peter, do you imagine that?
No.
7 days after the baby is born, she decides, oh, okay, I changed my mind, I kill him. Hello, this is murder. Where are we going in this civilization? I never saw something like this for my whole life. And my whole life now starts to be pretty long. Pretty long. I never saw something like this. It's worse and worse and worse and worse. And the downwind spiral is going down and down and down and faster and faster and faster because you have these crazy people. What the Biden government didn't like, and Pelosi and all of this, is because they think Trump has been elected because Russian was behind and helping him, which is not true. We know it's not true. But it doesn't matter. They continue to fight Russia for that. And also, I find Russian, at least the people I listen from the Russian government, I think are more trustworthy than the people in U.S. in this government, who, when you see Biden, is completely lost his mind. Maybe he will never find it again, I think. Trying to shake hands to people who are not here. Okay. And when you look at this, you say, my God, where are we going? And people behind him, and I think Obama is behind him, people behind him are pushing to destroy this country because they don't care.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely insane. Well, guess what? We're almost done with our radio show. So,
oh, already?
Yeah, that was fast.
Today,
holy crap.
Today is our 293 radio show.
Yay, 293.
Do you know 293 radio show? How long is it? How many years? How many years?
I don't know. Well, it's got to be more than
but
five.
It's pretty simple. 52 weeks on a year, 100 week for 2 years. We are almost at 300. It's 6 years now.
Wow. That's a long time. We're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, just get warmed up, exactly.
Yep, good. Well, that's great. So what we're going to do is we're going to wish everybody that celebrates Mother's Day a happy Mother's Day. And
happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the world.
There we go. And for those people that might be wondering about that website, it's 2000mules.com. It's a movie by Dinesh D'Souza. If you want to spend the $20,
mm-hmm.
you can actually be part of the world premiere. And then I'm going to make sure that I get the movie one way or another. I get a chance to see it one way or another. I just won't be able to see the world premiere because we're doing a radio show, but I figured I'd mention it for you guys so you'll be able to take a look at it. And it's going to be good. It's going to be very interesting information. So for those people that are listening in, question more. Question more, as Jean-Luc says.
Question
so
more.
And also, I have to say, hats off to Diane because she's helping some people that we know with credit repair. So if you're in the credit repair business, or you,
yep.
I'm sorry, if you need credit repair, then you definitely want to check out Diane Daniels. So we're going to catch everyone next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, Jean-Luc. Bonsoir.
Merci, Peter. Bonsoir.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.